I stopped the video because I feel a subject change coming on, and I didn't want to be talking 20 minutes about my weight and then pivot to another subject, then have to, well, I don't have to do it, but I will go home and splice it into two videos. But I figured, why don't I just stop it, let me change topics, and just, you know, go with the second topic. So I want to start talking about my videos, but I'm thinking I'm not going to have that much energy to do that. Because I got thousands of videos that I've been going through and renaming and sorting them, putting them in proper folders. And I got folders all over the place. I got hard drives of videos all over the place. Most of them are backed up. Some of them aren't. But I'm going to go ahead and, now that I think about it, I'm going to go ahead and make a archive copy that where I just store away that, you know, I just stuff that I probably will never use again, you know, just like junk videos. I call it NX. My NX folders where it's just stuff that's just, you know, basically junk. And I have NX folders for all different kinds of folders. You know, if I have pictures, I have a pictures NX folder. If I have music, I have a music NX folder for even for each individual subgroup. Just stuff that I put in there is junk that I just don't want to throw away, like a junk drawer. And I want to go through every video, literally. I want to go through every video. And that's what I've done. That's what I've been doing. Going through every single one of them, looking at them, evaluating it. You know, determine if it's this or that, putting it someplace. And I wanna just get everything so tightly organized. I'm just into organization. I'm heavily into organization. And I have a flow now with this AI and Note GPT add-in and Facebook that I'm paying, I think $11.99 a month for. You get 1,000 tokens. And I think it charges me 2 tokens to summarize each video that I'm doing, which is well more than enough, you know, for a month. So, and it's a click, click, click. Because I was using my GPT. And my GPT didn't always work, and it was clumsy, and it wasn't as integrated as the Note GPT. The Note GPT was just like, boom, boom, boom. They got me. They got me good. Because I looked up one day and I saw it in there. It looked like they had took out my Chat GPT and placed it with theirs. I said, let me see what this is about. And they give you like 15 or 20, 15 free tokens or something like that. So I was just doing it and it was free. I was like, oh my God, this is easy. Just click, 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 boom, click, 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 boom. And I was actually, you know, YouTube, I upload when I'm walking. So I'm walking right now. I'll take these videos. I'll name them. Me talking _ with the date, 2024. 08/26 or 25, whatever day it is. I upload it to YouTube while I'm walking still. So by the time I get home, it should be uploaded and a transcript should be already generated. And I click on that Note GPT and it generates a nice pretty summary with tags.
I'll give you some joy. You're doing a classic day.
It generates a nice summary with key points, and it actually generates tags that I can post into the video. Let's go click over, edit video, copy that whole paragraph thing, paste it in there, paste the title. The AI generated it, Note GPT generated, maybe adjusted some, and it's got a rhythm. So now all my videos have a nice little summary and key points and tags. and got all my, and what I would do is I'd have all these videos in draft form. As I'm doing these videos, you know, I'm walking, I post them to YouTube, basically. I mean, I post them to Facebook. The old habit was I posted to Facebook, I'd rename it, post it to Facebook, and it would sit there, you know, with no description, no title, no nothing. And I said, you know, that's how I wanted to do it. You know, I didn't want to, I felt that, you know, if people wanted to watch it, they'd watch it without me, you know, summarizing or enticing. I was thinking that way I'm building like a real fan base. People who know. You get like real fans or whatever. And not, you know, the algorithm. But I think I found that if I put a description on it and the key points thing that the Note GPT generates, when I post it to Facebook, I get more views, which makes sense. Because a video with a description and text in it, you know, it's gonna algorithm much better than something that just says me underscore, me talking underscore to the numbers. So instead of posting it to Facebook when I'm walking, when I finish the video, I post it right to YouTube. And usually by the time I get home, it's uploaded, transcript has been generated. I click on Note GPT summary. I made a prompt, tell it to summarize the following text, create a title, list 5 key points, produce tags. Change Jeffrey to Jeffrey. Change J-E-F-F-R-E-Y to J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. And stuff like that. I try to massage it to get it better. Just click, 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 click. And I can actually take that summary and post it right to Facebook again. And it's funny too, because after it's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, and I do the summary and get it posted to YouTube, I have to take the video, I still have to take the video off my phone and copy it to my hard drives. I have a folder called Podcastix. That's where I have all my, all these videos go into. First stage. And they're all in there, and I got them all, you know, from years, for a couple years now. 2-3 years of videos in there. They've just been piling up. Some of them named right, some of them not named right, because I would just upload them to the default name. And some of them just have like QVR, underscore, blah, 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 names, you know, system generated names that mean absolutely nothing. So I went through all of those, renamed all those to me talking underscore, the proper name. So when I sort them or I can find them back again, I just love that kind of organization management. Of my data too, of my data. Oh my God. Working on Jeffrey stuff. And when doing this too, also since YouTube generated transcript and I got everything on orderly, I know where all these files are. I know how they're listed. I can sort them. I can find them by date. And what I'm looking into now is to be able to sort, to be able to search the transcripts on YouTube of all these videos. Use that YouTube data to find particular subjects and videos, and what I was talking about in this video, what I was talking about in that video, and then compile them into something. Like I said, oh, I want to find a video every time I talk about the universe. And I think they have an add-in or a search feature, search enhancement that I can get that'll search the transcripts of my videos and, you know, give me feedback. Because AI does it all. And they pull that information, put it in a database or whatever. Or that is a database. See, that YouTube, with that summary, transcripts and stuff that I'm building, is a database already attached to a video. And I should be able to sort it, you know, that whole thing. That's information management. I think I like information management. I like management, and I love information. So if you're talking about Jeffrey information, Jeffrey Information Management is the best. There's nothing better. What else could be better? Jeffrey Information Management is the best. Probably nothing motivates me more than that. So I have that. So I got all these hundreds and hundreds of videos that I've been going through that I'm trying to organize and go make sure any drop of me saying anything relevant is found and I get it and put it away in a folder. So I have like all my objectivism videos in a folder, all my nothing is higher than a person becoming what they want to be section video. Have a, you know, Steelers folder with all my things. I talk about Steelers, all this. I talk about Pete Funk, the Maggots. I have all of that in a folder where I can go find it and pull it and see over the years how I've talked about certain subjects and how that conversation or that dialogue has evolved, how I've added different points to an idea and watch it grow. And especially another thing too, I'm realizing that as I look at these videos and I see stuff that I've said over the years, I've been saying this stuff for a long time. The one that really got me was the nothing greater. My idea that nothing is greater than a human being becoming the person they want to be. I didn't know I said that 2 years ago. I've been saying that for 2 years now. I was like, whoa, really? I had no idea. I was thinking I not just made it up, but months. I didn't know I've been saying that since 2022. I was like, cool. And a lot of, sometimes I look at my videos, because I keep them all. Like I said, I keep them all in this one big thing. So I'm looking over them, and I'll see stuff that I'm still saying now. Like swinging on y'all. I've been saying that probably for over a decade, if not more. Swinging on y'all 2 times. I've probably been saying that for a long time, and I looked at my Theory of Universe page that I made over 20 years ago. And I think hypothesis of all as one is on there. I'm thinking I'm just making this stuff up. You know, I'm thinking this stuff is just coming to me recently. This is stuff that's been around for decades or years. And that just goes to show me that the philosophy or the idea has stood the test of time. You know, my views have evolved. My stances on certain things have evolved. You know, I'm ever changing, but there's some things that just stick. And being able to go back over the things I said over all the years and seeing the things that remain consistent is definitely something to note. And if it's something that I keep saying over and over and over, and it still stands true, even with the changing times, changing ideas, changing political climate, changing everything, shifts in thinking, and I'm still able to, and this one little soundbite or this one idea still holds true, you know, through different sciences, through different discoveries, different data comes in, and something I said 10, 15 years ago still hits home. It lets me know. It's a confidence builder, ego builder. Lets me know, hey, Jeffrey. Okay. All right, Jeffrey, look at you. Still holds true. You said that 15 years ago. So that's another thing why I like to go to the videos and, you know, look at my weight, how I looked before I had a goatee and mustache or whatever. One time I just had a mustache and, you know, how I wore my hair, how much weight I had on, how the Jeffrey TV studio was set up, You know, the before I made the change, renovations to it, and just to watch how it evolved, and the camera work, microphones and sound, and just the whole thing. Just watch that whole progression and seeing me talking, because I've been talking to cameras for a very long time. I got some very remedial stuff. I started with like zero investment, using stuff that I got for free from work or laying around or junk. I mean, I started doing this with zero investment. It was always free stuff or just junk that I put together and tried to make work. You know, microphones from here, microphones from there. Going to all electronics around the corner, getting surplus microphones and doing it on the cheap. You know, it was before I had disposable income like I do now, and before I was really investing in it. It was just something, you know, it's still a hobby, but now it's a little bit more evolved hobby. It's more than just a hobby now. It's something I'm actually investing in and putting money into. I mean, I went from getting the cameras, webcams from work, borrowed from work, quote unquote, they were thrown away, or, you know, like secondhand or surplus, to $300 wireless cameras, $200 microphones, interfaces, you know, more sophisticated software. Software was free. And investing in, you know, the infrastructure of it all. Getting better computers that can handle the video, this and that, this and that. Yeah. So, you know, all that's, you know, part of it. All that's part of the videos that I'm talking about that I keep. That I don't want to throw away. I just put it in a bin someplace, or just set them aside for, you know, later years, archive them someplace. And then sometimes I go through one where I'm just talking about testing or something. This is the test to some microphone. And I'll say something that I believe to be somewhat profound. And I'm like, so I should take it. It shouldn't, and the computers are fairly fast. Should I better take that video, pop it into my software, say I invested in software, CyberLink is my go-to software. Sweet. The Photo Director have photo enhancing tools in it. Power Director is the video software. It has AI tools and enhancements, so I can do this and do that. I have it on my phone. I pay for extra subscription to have it on my phone just in case. And the infrastructure's in place. So I just grab the video, pop it into my video software, edit it out, export it. I got an external controller to where I can cut, slice, manipulate video. Without moving my hands, without using the keyboard. I mean, without taking my hands off a device, which is monumental in speed. Because anytime you gotta take your hand off the mouse to go to the keyboard, that's time, that's a delay in time. I have my one hand on the controller, one hand on the mouse, and I don't have to take them off. I can do pretty much cutting, slice, and one button programmed. Remove and delete, all that. I love it. I love it all. I love the infrastructure I built. I love it all. It's like, I walk in, look at my desk, how I have it set up. Because I've always had a desk like that ever since high school. It was CB radios and shortwave radios, my audio stereo recording off the radio. Who was I talking about that? Oh, I think I was talking at work, talking to somebody that, you know, how nowadays you can just record a performer. You can just record a performer, go to a concert with your phone or whatever and post it. It was a time you couldn't do that. And it was a time where we was recording songs off the radio. We have to wait for our song to come on and hope it wasn't commercials all over the place. And record it. I had that set up in my... I had that set up in my bedroom. You know, like a big console desk area. I wish I could find a picture of it. I know there's a Polaroid picture of it. I wish I could find it. I know I've seen it. I pictured it. I don't know where it's at. Might be in all the stuff I got in storage. But I would love to see that. Again. And see to where it's evolved to now. Walk in my house and look at my setup and my microphones and my set. I remember when I fully understood what the word set meant. Set means you don't have to come in and set things up. It's already set up. You just want to be able to walk in. And I guess I had this in high school too, because people tell me about how, you know, you walk in my room, click one button, lights would just light up. You know, I had like Christmas lights, you know, to get that kind of vibe. Going around the room and stereos would turn on and, you know, my radios, everything would just start, you know, lighting up like a command console, like a command, like command control. And that's what a setup is. You wake up in the morning, you shouldn't have to set anything up. It's already set up. And the idea, I got the idea where I wanted to be able to record or shoot video immediately, soon as I got up. You know, this should be already ready. Should be ready to go. One button, boom. And I'm kind of there now. But recently I've been, my Mevo cameras that I paid $300 a piece for, I used to leave them on all the time and plugged into power. Then I started thinking about all those batteries and phones that started to go bad after a while and exploding and, you know, not exploding like boom, boom, but you know how they bust out of their case. So I said, all right, I'm gonna ease up on the Mevo cameras. I'm gonna turn them off at night and unplug them. There's no sense in, you know, because I'm not necessarily, you know, using them all the time. And I got, right now, four. Right now, I got four USB webcams that are always active because, you know, they don't need power or anything. They're always hooked up. So as soon as I turn those on, those work. Right now, as it stands, I got four going. So that could be enough if I just needed one is enough. Let's just face it. If there's something I need to get down in digital, one camera's enough, let's just be real. But, you know, I worked out the whole keypad to switch cameras, and it's mobile, it's wireless, so I can walk around, switch cameras. I got an app on my phone that controls the OBS Studio. OBS Studio is the recording app mechanism that I do my recordings in from the studio and into that laptop that does that, that runs OBS. I have an interface, audio interface, so I can get quality audio in there so I can live stream or just record the video with CD quality sound. Just evolve. It's evolved from a long, long way away from where I was. And I love it. As you can see, I talked 25 minutes about it. Ever since that first Crystal Radio. Ever since I got that first Crystal Radio. And made that pivot to computers in 1995. It was probably before 1995. Because I was dabbling in computers way before that. Because I think I got a Timex Sinclair, one of those computers, a long time ago. And I think I had a Commodore VIC or something. You know, I've had those computers before I got my Tandy 1000. I think I got that Tandy, had to be a 91 or 90. I believe that's when I got that 90. Or 91 or something. Or maybe 89 or something like that. Wait a minute, because I live in Azusa. Yeah, 89. Something like that. 99. Oh, wait. I forget. Anyway, something like that. Then at 95, because we used to go to the swap meet, the Pomona swap meet. They had a computer swap meet in Pomona. We used to go get our computers. And people be out there, quote unquote, building them for you, putting them together. You know, people put them together for you, whatever. And I want this processor. I want this. I want that. You know, put this hard drive in there. And da, 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 I want this power supply. You know, it used to be cheaper, or, you know, or just more fun. Get a tower, bring it home. 486. 486DX, I remember. Now we're up to 7, if not higher. I forget, processor 486. 486 processor, I don't even know what they call it now. Pentium, went to Pentium. And I went to 6 or 7. I'm not sure of the Intel naming convention, but I went to the Intel Museum. I even went to the Intel Museum and saw that whole history of processors. And it started off with the 8080 that we studied, that I studied at DeVry. NAND gates, AND gates, input, output processing. The chip, 8080 chip, microprocessor. We studied that. I got books and notes on that. Started from there all the way up to, I think at that time I was, it went up to the, I don't know if it was up to the i7 or 780, I forget which one. But you saw the whole history of the microprocessor, computers, hard drives. Oh God, I love it all so much. I love it all so much. It's like this era was built for me. My personality, wanting to have a platform, the internet, the technology, the making music and the technology. Because I knew computers. I didn't know music. A lot of the musicians I dealt with, they knew the music, but they had no idea about computers. It became more and more easy to make music on the computer. And if you knew computers, it's almost like you got a leg up on these musicians. Talented musicians, way more than I am. You know, just, I'm not even a musician, so don't even put me in it. Don't even compare us. Don't even compare us. But they didn't know computers. So I was able to accomplish things on the computer without knowing anything about music. And as I say that, and as I knew before, I completely understand why they was hating on people like that. It's definitely a threat to their livelihood and to their art. To where somebody who don't know nothing about music could come in, press a button, and create at a certain level. But at such a high level, I should say. At such a high level. And then have the whole industry shift in that direction. And if you're a musician, very talented, things ain't working that way no more. It's changing. You're getting left behind, just like a lot of people that I've worked for. Especially in nursing, when I worked at a hospital, nursing. Them nurses ain't want nothing to do with computers. They say, I'm here to be a nurse, not to be a computer person. And a lot of nurses are, their disposition is towards caregiving and towards that kind of mentality. That where, you know, computers is a whole different mentality. Almost against what, you know, their primary tendency or their primary disposition is to caregive and to be, you know, touch people, to be, what's the word, not congenial, but to be loving and host and, you know, nurturing, to be open that way, to have that kind of sensitivity and not be too sensitive to the technical things that the computers, you know, force you to be just to do your work. You know, all of a sudden you go, you're a nurse, you're supposed to check on this patient, this or that. Now, you know, you just don't take that piece of paper and you write. You got to input it on the computer. And some people, they just don't get it at all. They just don't register. And they're there to be a nurse, not to learn computers. Bunch of them retired. Most of them said, no, I'm done. I don't want to have to go through this. And I completely understood. So same thing with musicians. When the computer age come, when it first came out, a lot of them had growing pains. A lot of them fought it. I witnessed it firsthand. A lot of them got on. Actually asked me to help them, show them, you know, what's up. They realized they needed a computer guy. I come in there, show them about the internet, show them about this, show them about that. But one thing I'll say about the internet and web pages that I learned. People will ask you, hey, can you set me up a web page? I'm like, yeah, I can do that easy. Boom, 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 you know. Set you up, you know, there you go, here it is. It's not that they want you to set up a web page. They wanted you to set up their internet system, their whole internet presentation, their whole internet mechanism. They want you to set up their web page, have them get hits, have them, people get, take orders, get orders. They wanted you to not only just set up their web page, they wanted you to set up to the point to where it was generating business for them. And that's two different things. You know, it's easy to set up a web page. Boom, 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 here it is. This is how you use it. Thank you. No. When they hire you, they want you to set up their web page and they want to come back the next week and have 40 more orders. Or they want to have, you know, 2,000-3,000 more fans or contacts or reach out. That's what they're really looking for. It don't work that way. That takes time and effort and work. And I really wasn't into that. I was just into the setting up of the web page. The actual, literally, just setting up the, getting the da-da-da-da.com, putting the web page up, and giving them the password and show them how to do it, and walking away. Nope, not what they wanted. Not what they wanted at all. And that's even beyond, above and beyond them wanting you to show them how to work it and do it, and then actually working it and doing it. They wanted you to optimize it and to have it generating income and presence and search results and get new customers, the whole thing. And they can have like the weirdest niche product in the world that nobody ever heard of. And they could be like unheard of themselves with no fan base, no following. And they want you to put them on the internet and have all that boom happen. I'm like, it don't work that way. So I was a computer guy. So I had to step up And with this new internet and technology and computers in the house and the integration on your phone and the apps that come out and TV, it's all related. And everything I got is connected. I can get to all my files from anywhere, from my phone. I have access to every picture I've taken since 1999. On my phone, as long as it's connected to the internet, it's just wonderful. It's just a wonderful time. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a wonderful time. It's a wonderful, wonderful time. It's like it was built for me, or I evolved to make it work for me, because it pretty much satisfies all my passions. Information, music, platform. I could produce, platform. Platform is very important. You can establish yourself, you can create content that is available to millions, for millions to see. It's possible billions can see it, hell. Just to have that opportunity. It's a good life. Anyway, swing on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. And for the internet, technology, and this wonderful, wonderful world we live in. This wonderful, 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 wonderful. Look, I'm walking across the street. You see it? And light's red. Now it's just turned green. See that? Wonderful, wonderful time to be alive. I love it all, the technology. Swinging on y'all two times. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all, theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. Hypothesis of everything as one. We'll see. My name is Jeffrey.